This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Deadly shot you can take that creates a spike protein in your body and so much more is the Moderna. It's the equivalent of 4 Pfizer shots. If you get a hot dose, only 10% on average get the actual injection. Sally in South Carolina, nurse for 27 years on COVID shots. What do you make of the situation, these whistleblowers, and what's your view on what's happening?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thanks for calling.
Okay. So ER nurse and OB nurse for many years, and for the last 10 years, I've done telephone triage, where I take calls for doctor's offices all over the United States after hours. And I'm just going to tell you more of what you already know. Everybody is on Eliquis, over the last 2 or 3 years, which is a blood thinner. And I ask them, usually people used to take Eliquis because they had, atrial fibrillation or something like that. And they're like, no, I have a blood clot. And I ask them, well, did it, start in your leg? No, I just had a pulmonary embolism. And we have to get all their history of all their meds they're on when they call. So, when I find out they're on Eliquis, and then I ask them, did you have a broken leg? No. Did you have a long plane ride or car ride? No. Did you have a broken bone? No. Surgery? No. They just get these blood clots. 2 weeks ago, I had a man call in I'm like a little nervous. I've never called you before.
Stop right but, there. I'm going to start over. I'm not lecturing you. I appreciate you and love you. Listen to me. When you call in, you say, I'm not telling you something you don't already know. You are so important. You're a nurse. You talk to thousands of people. You're a key eyewitness. I'm just a talk show host. I have the data here. But new listeners are tuning in. They're told I'm a liar. They're not going to go check out the data. I ask them to. I show them the data. They're hearing from you. And the fact that you think I know or others know, most people still don't know this. So your testimony here, but to anybody else you talk to, is key to stopping this. So you're incredibly important. Please continue.
Okay, so I had this guy 2 weeks ago who had pulmonary embolism, was on Eliquis, and I asked him, they used to dissolve blood clots with heparin, and I asked him, are they getting rid of your clots? He said, no, they can't get rid of it. It's going to be there. It's rubberized. He used the word rubberized. And, I don't tell these people, hey, this was probably caused by your COVID vaccine. But I get their vaccine. As soon as I hear they're on blood thinners, I get their vaccination status and find out, that and how many boosters they've had. And I make a note of it in the chart so that if these charts are audited 5, 10, 20 years from now, they can put it together.
And we have coroners around the world reporting and undertakers that they just pull out these giant, disgusting clots, even out of young children now, that have had heart surgery mm-hmm. or died. And like you said, it's rubberized. It's creating these spike proteins are creating a matrix in the body.
Right. Exactly. I mean, that was and I don't know what his doctor thought, with the patient. I just don't know. But, I try to tell my mom, please don't take any more of these shots. And she's just totally leftist,
Well, imagine what it does to the brain. And let's be honest, the COVID was real. It does this in people, but there's ways to mitigate it and knock it down and stop its replication. Ivermectin, you name it. Glutathione, the list goes on and on. The stuff that's in things like Turbo Boost that naturally breaks this up. But, yeah, this was their big move. Are other medical professionals around you waking up?
A lot of the people that I work with haven't taken the shot. I don't know how many have, but I know that a lot of them have not.
Sally, incredible information. God bless you. Thank you. Back in 60 seconds, we're going right back to your call. Stay with us. This is Real Uncensored.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, if you just joined us, we got whistleblowers calling in. A nurse seeing record-level weird fibrous blood clots. The other experts agree, never seen it before, to be caused by the shots. And we're taking your raw, uncensored calls right now. As we start hour number two on this Monday, December 4th, 2023 transmission. I'll continue with your calls and intersperse with them. They're really pushing the narrative that Trump's going to be a dictator, so he's, quote, got to be stopped, while they're establishing a oligarchy and a dictatorial totalitarian system over us. We got big news on the economy, big news on Congress, big news on Israel, Ukraine. We're going to be getting to all of it here today. But right now, we're talking to people out there. We open the phones up. You love the shots. You hate the shots. We're hearing from you. And, of course, all we're hearing is about family members dying and nurses and others seeing total carnage, which we know from the numbers are there. They've arrested and charged the whistleblower that was the head of the database in New Zealand. He's out on bail tomorrow. We're looking to get him on and his lawyer. They got this Navy medical officer going public. With their own documents, it's not even just statistics. The Navy's saying we have a 963% increase in outright heart failure in the pilots of helicopters and aircraft in the Navy. And they are pissed at him. They just want to kill us slowly and have us just get normalized. They've got billboards up and on the sides of buses and TV ads running all over the world, from Australia to Canada, the U.S., from Germany to Sweden, from Spain to the Netherlands, that it's normal for kids to have heart attacks. It's the new normal. Unbelievable evil. Mike in New York, story about vaccine-injured stepfather. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, you got me okay?
I do. Thank you.
All right. So I got a story for you, and then I got kind of an alert, kind of a warning from inside my job after that. Back when the boosters came out, I don't know which brand exactly it was, but my stepfather, he got the booster. Everything was still a little confusing during that time, and I was trying to, you know, inform them and stuff, and he went on his own and went and got it. Long story short, my mom called me probably a few days later and said, you know, that he was not feeling well, and I went over there and saw him. Kind of looked like he saw a ghost. It was a weird thing that I haven't really seen before. And thanks to your show, you were having Dr. Zelenko on at the time while he was still alive. Rest in peace. I gave him Z-Stack, the product that Dr. Zelenko had, and within 3-4 days, he was right back at him. So I don't know how severe the injury was, but, thanks to your show and the people who you have on, we were able to solve the problem. So I'm thankful for that. Second of all, I work at the Postal Service. They're delivering these COVID home test kits like hotcakes. They're going out hot and heavy.
And then that'll create the hysteria. That'll create people wanting to go get the shots. That'll create more illness. Bingo.
You got it. And I want everybody to just protect your family, stay on guard, stay alert. And just remember the night. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Have a good day, Alex.
God bless you, sir. Thank you so much. Great points. Abraham in Vegas, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead. Your mother took the shot. What happened?
Yes, Mr. Jones, 1776 to you. You know, basically, I'm starting emotional because, yes, about January of 2020, when she was doing great before that, she lived with me in the house. I took care of her for 9 years. And I remember my brother, brainwashed by the mainstream media, the Alphabet Gang, told her, you need to take the shot, you need to take the shot. And she's like, what should I do? I said, Mom, it's up to you, make the decision on your own. And she ended up taking the shot. I swear, Mr. Jones, maybe an hour, maybe a month or two later, she started having problems. She couldn't, she had a hard time breathing. I said, Mom, what's wrong? I don't know. I took it out of heart. I took it out of
heart. You, and brother, just take a pause. Don't, I understand it's painful, but it began to grow protein globules throughout her veins and arteries. Isn't that evil?
I didn't know, and I wish I'd watched your show before. God knows if I'd have watched your show, I never would have done it. And unfortunately, they've been in a hospital every day with her from morning to night. And before she passed away, I lost her.
I'm sorry. How fast did she decline? And you know what lethal injection she took?
It's a Moderna shot.
No, that's the big daddy. Mm.
Yeah. And she was a strong woman. She was very strong. She would fight in and out of the hospital. But unfortunately, I got that call and they said, I'm sorry, she passed away.
Brother.
I'm sorry.
No. I lost family to the COVID and to the shots that didn't listen. Almost killed Rob Dew that is in great shape, plays basketball, you know, cycles 30 miles at a time. Almost killed Rob. Almost killed my dad. My dad was down to 86% oxygen. Luckily, I got doctors too, and we got him on all the good stuff. But the average person didn't even know that at the time. I am so sorry about your mother, brother. What does your brother think about this situation?
I haven't talked to him since, Mr. Jones. To be honest with you, I can't forgive. I'm sorry. I know it's not a God thing to do, but I can't.
Well, I wouldn't forgive your brother, but I would. I'm not saying you're wrong. I get being mad at family not talking to him. Believe me. But in hindsight, I think it was stupid. The few family members I got mad at didn't talk to over things. I would challenge him, and I would inform him, and I would send him information.
I know I should, but right now I just.
Well, what did he think? What did he think while she was dying? Did he put two and two together?
Oh, no, of course not. They're stubborn the way they're thinking. And they're brainwashed by the mainstream media. You obviously know about this.
No, that's it. Well, they never want to admit they're wrong. God bless you. You'll meet your mother in heaven. We appreciate you, brother. Sorry. Let's talk to Andrew in Montana. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello, Alex. I just want to talk about... Well, I told your screeners that I'm a veteran of the New Zealand lockdown BS over there, and I was trying to come home, trying to come back to the States, and the lockdowns came. I couldn't get a passport because mine was expired. Blah blah blah. Finally got it. Came back. And my dad got sick. I came home just in time. And he was having kind of like flu-like symptoms. He was pooping himself. He was out of it. And we finally, and we're coming up on his 2-year anniversary Not anniversary, but...
It is the anniversary of his death. You're right. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And so they took him away. We called the paramedics, and they came. They took him away, and there was an army of them that came in the house, and they were all in their COVID...
Yeah, because back then they got $53,000 to kill somebody.
Yes, sir. And, you know, me and my mom were just like, we weren't wearing masks. We weren't doing any of their protocol garbage.
Well, I see on the screen that he was vaccine injured. Did this happen after he took the shot?
No, no, sir. No, he never took the shot. And he was actually on ivermectin.
Mm.
He was on, and I don't know if he, I'm starting to tear up, I'm sorry. I don't know if he was given some fake snake oil or whatever. But
well, they gave people in the hospitals back then was remdesivir that turns your organs off. Do you know if he was given remdesivir?
We're getting to that, Alex. So they took him away, right? And we were waiting. And then we get a call from Logan Health. And anyone who's listening from the Flathead Valley in Montana, Logan Health killed my father. They took him away, and then we got a call from the hospital saying, okay, well, yes, we've got him on remdesivir.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Vaccination. Her mind start to decline, and she couldn't remember what she ate for breakfast the day before. Or she argued with us that Mother's Day was Easter because Easter hadn't been there yet. And it was memory issues to the point as to where she could no longer live on her own and was had to put into a nursing home situation.
Which, again, is a soft-kill weapon that weighs down and collapses society, all part of their master plan. And then their medical facilities that they own and control get all the money while we collapse.
Exactly. And it was within a week of her having a booster of her passing. And within about 6 months of all this chaos, my mom passing, his mom passed the week right after mine. He finds out he's got stage 4 cancer of the pancreas, kidney, liver. And
wow. And before you go on with the devastation, we have the insurance numbers, 40%+ increase in death in 2021, and it continued on with the shots. Has any of your family that survived woke up yet?
I think my brother has a little bit to the point. He still jokes around about it and still thinks I'm a little off the deep end. But, I mean, he is starting to agree a little more with some of the things I've been trying to express to him.
Have you sent him the FDA document from October 2000 predicting it all?
Yeah.
He thinks that's funny.
And he's in the process of having heart issues himself.
Oh, wow.
He had to go in just last week and had a procedure through his neck. So.
Well, it's because they can't believe it's being done to them. And then by them doing it to the medical system didn't know on average. They're now corrupt, so they're involved in covering it up, which sets the precedent for an even more deadly shot to be rolled out. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call. I'm sure you can go on with all the rest of the dead in your family, but we've got to hold it to a manageable number here, don't we? To get to everybody else, we can hear from them. Thank you so much, and I'm not lessening your death. It's just we have to triage this, don't we? Tammy in Connecticut, you're on the air. Tell us what happened with the shot.
Hi, sir, Alex. First-time caller. My mother was a firm believer, and she trusted the doctors, and she took all the Pfizer shots, and I have her vaccine record right in front of me. And I noticed a rapid decline in my mother in her last two shots, 9/27/21 and 10/4/22, the booster. That poor woman was strong, tough. She was a fighter. Her legs would swell. She couldn't walk. She got leg pain. She was in the hospital 4 times.
Yeah, I mean, it's real simple. They don't want old people getting their Social Security. This is like Logan's Run.
Exactly, sir.
Keep going.
Exactly. I agree. I just wanted to call in, and millions of people died from this. I know. But my mom is my mom, and she's special. And she is. And this could have been prevented, but my brother is opposite of me, and I love him immensely, but I just can't get nothing through to his head. And it hurt. For him to know my mother was murdered, I don't know what he would do, but she was murdered. She was murdered, sir.
Well, let me just say this to you. Every life is special, and your mother to you is incredibly special. And just we have the facts, so I would encourage you to go anywhere that's on TV, city council, county commission, school board, show her vaccine records, talk about it.
Yes.
And if all of you simply keep telling your story, we will save the next group of people. That's our job, and your mother wouldn't have died in vain. But I am so sorry for what happened to her. Do you know which lethal injection she took?
I have everything right here in front of me, right here, the Walgreens COVID vaccine. It's all Pfizer. I have every code number and everything right here in front of me, yes.
Well, I'll tell you this. Nowhere else, Facebook or anywhere, won't let you. I mean, they had like a college athlete get a heart attack. The doctor said it was a shot. And Yahoo News said, well, the UN runs U.S. media, and you violated a UN regulation. So even though you're telling the truth, you can't say it. That was in Yahoo News 2 years ago. They're desperate to not hear from you. They murdered your mother. If everybody listening goes to Twitter And if you don't know how to use it, get a family member to help you. Do a video, post what happened to your mother. If everybody, or do it on Rumble, or do it at Truth Social, or call into C-SPAN, like you're doing now, calling into a show, don't be, which you're not. You're saving innumerable lives, because this was just their first icebreaker, what they just did, Tammy. God bless you. Anything else you'd like to say about your wonderful mother?
I hope she's with Jesus right now and with her mother. And Mom, I love you so very much. And Alex, I'm so thankful that I could actually get on here with you. God bless you, Alex.
God bless you, Tammy. Oh, my God, we're being murdered. They think it's funny. There's too many of us, Henry Kissinger said. Memorandum 200, Henry Kissinger, look it up. And all the children having heart attacks everywhere. It's just, it's epidemic. Just like cancer didn't exist in children until the 50s, and now it's everywhere. Autism didn't exist, now it's everywhere. Oh, my gosh. Hoyle in Florida, thanks for holding and calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going, bud?
I'm living in the real world, my friend.
Yes, sir. So, I live in a small town in Florida, and, I mean, we got people that are just dropping left and right. I mean, I personally know a guy that he was late 30s, early 40s, never had any issues, and he just opened after he got the shot because his work made him do it. He came up with having lung cancer, I believe it was, and then was almost in remission for it and went back for another scan, and he's got it just running through his whole body.
Yeah, the spike protein blocks the exact receptor site on the DNA that stops cancer. And, of course, they made X-Files and Netflix shows about it. Did you see the shows Utopia, how they told you what they were doing?
Oh yeah. I've seen it right after COVID started, whenever it was all over social media and stuff where everybody was talking about it. I mean, it's crazy how they put it out there, and then everybody's just in complete denial about what's going on.
Isn't that incredible? They love to rub it in.
Oh yeah, they gotta tell us what's going on.
What do you think about the whistleblowers? I know that's their Achilles heel. As more whistleblowers come out and they arrest them, you believe that?
The more people that speak out against it, the more people that we tell about it. I mean, just like at Thanksgiving, I was telling my cousin about all the things that are going on with this, like with the VR and stuff, where they're trying to put this in these coffin apartments and all this stuff. And I mean, he had no idea. He was like, "Man, you're just blowing my mind here with this information." He's like, "It's stuff that," because he was telling me that he don't pay attention to it because it doesn't affect him. I was like, well, it will. If you don't start letting people know and start waking people up to this thing, it's going to happen.
Well, notice I played last night a bunch of clips and today. The King of England is saying we're going to cut your resources off. They admit it will kill billions. It's happening. They are dissolving the borders, flooding us with fentanyl, attacking our families, inflating our currency. It's all happening. Thank you so much, Hoyle. Just keep warning people, brother. All right, I'm doing an okay job taking your calls. You're doing a great job calling in. If people love the shot, we're not screening the calls. You love it, go to the front of the line. I want to hear from you. We're going to go to Kevin and Tammy and everybody else when we come back. Bam, 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 bam. We got a big whistleblower joining us, the big DHS whistleblower on giant slave trafficking for slave labor and sex slavery. All confirmed, 400,000+ children in some type of slavery, 80,000+ they can't even find. That's congressional testimony. This is real. This is going down. People ask how I have courage to fight this. How would I have courage to not fight this? We're all dead if they keep winning. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com is the Portals of Freedom.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, if you just joined us, we're on the heels of a high-level whistleblower, head administrator over the government of New Zealand's database, confirming at least a 17% death rate within 1 year of those that took the Pfizer shot, with 90%+ Pfizer taken in the country. They've arrested him. Charged him with stealing the data. They're not denying it's real. They also have this Navy medical officer who's got the official letterhead. They're not denying it's real, saying that the military is crippled because they've got a 963% increase in heart failure and a bunch of other things from the shots. Never before seen. I mean, they hit us. This is World War III. We've been hit. And they're just getting ready to release more attacks. And by getting the medical system to go along with this, when they weren't really in on it, But now they see all the debt, they start covering it up. Now the precedent's set for the medical system to cover up whatever they're told, whenever they're told. But then you have the reports that upwards of 70% of the federal government won't take the shot. More than half the nurses in the U.S. are refusing it. More than half the doctors, or they're falsifying the fact that they have taken it. What does that tell you? But they finally did it, folks. And they knew it would come out. That's in the war games they did. The SPARS 2025-2028 document a few years before they released it in 2000, late 2000. And they describe how it'll be used to break down society. But then they think the IMF and World Bank and the UN that did it won't get caught. They'll make us think that, oh, the government was just stupid. No, it was on purpose. So that's how they'd hit America and the Western world, folks, with a bioweapon. You notice India and China and all the places, they're refusing the COVID shots. They're not having all this death. Very serious situation. And they tell us Trump wants to get reelected and become a dictator. The only bad thing Trump did was going along with this, and he's at least backed away from it, but still won't admit he was wrong. I want to go back to your calls. But please remember, we're listener-supported. We have great products that enrich your life, so it's a 360 win, a win-win situation. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, where we have the big Christmas specials now going. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points up to 60% off amazing products. Turbo Force 10-hour clean energy now back in stock. X2 back in stock, selling out. Bazo Beats, so good for your heart. Same thing as Nitric Boost. Cleans out your blood vessels. It's 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so good for inflammation. More, 40% off. Everything is 60 to 25% off with Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support me, look this up in the news. I am supposed to pay half the legal bills of Free Speech Systems. Well, I don't have any money. I'm upside down. But I've been authorized to get part of the sales of my book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. The problem is selling for 20-something bucks a piece, which we have unsigned, won't give me enough funds. So we have the fundraiser where it's $100, $99. Signed copy, and you know by doing that, you're the reason we stay on air. Without the last book of the signed copies, we'd be gone as well. So if you haven't gotten a signed copy or an unsigned copy, every little bit helps. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. If you buy it on Amazon and places, yeah, like every 6 months I get paid, I might get like $100,000 or something, which sounds like a lot. Taking on the globalists, it's nothing. But selling thousands of books signed, that brings in some real money. So I want to thank those that did get the signed book. I want to encourage all you that haven't, get a copy of The Great Awakening, InfoWarsStore.com, signed right now. And I thank you for your support. All right. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Really painful listening to this, but these are real people. These are real stories, and it's going to get worse. And now they're targeting the children if we don't do this. We don't tell the truth. We don't warn the people. It's our job. So I appreciate the callers that are calling in. I know it's painful. Kevin in New York, you're on the air. It says your sister died. Go ahead.
Yeah. Can you hear me okay? On speaker?
Yes, sir. I can hear you good. Go ahead.
Okay, yes. So anyway, yeah, I mean, I have a personal thing, you know, in the family with the right in the beginning of all of it. I just want to say real quick about your supplements and as well as on Coast to Coast, a show you've also been on. Great products. But if you're in poordom like me, you don't have money to buy these products. They're a little bit pricey for us with no money. And I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, to really take advantage, you really need to get a lot of these things. And wow, man, if I could. But anyway, enough of that. My sister, at the beginning of this whole thing, February that year, caught it. Went into the hospital at the wrong time to finally get that knee operation. And then it wasn't long that my other sister, her twin, was calling saying that, yeah, she passed away of COVID. That's when I was just starting to learn things about this. But it stuck in my mind. They blamed COVID. I said, of COVID. And then a couple of weeks later, I started figuring things out. I said, they must have put her on the liver remdesivir going straight there. That's what I'm imagining it was. I couldn't remember if it was a combination of that and the shot. On top of that, around the same time, there was a friend that I'd known for years. Like, no report I got on him later after feeling eerie about not having heard from him. And I went to check about 3-4 months. And sure enough, the person on the other end was answering his phone and letting me know that he had a bad reaction to the first shot. And then he went and got a second one, and that was it. And so this is my experience at the beginning, but I had just started hearing enough about it to know to stay away from it. And I noticed anybody that hated Trump didn't have a chance.
Well, we know that they bombed red areas, the deepest red Republican areas, with the higher levels, because a lot of it was actually saline. Around half of the shots were saline, but they directed the ones that actually had it in it to Republican areas. We've done deep reports, shown the documents. We'll put Greg Reese's report on screen. But you're
talk about the lot numbers, Alex. The lot numbers.
Yes, yes, the hot lot numbers. That's exactly what it is. And he just did an update on that this weekend. It's absolutely critical information. Thank you so much. Thank you, sir. CDC confirms that majority of fatal COVID vaccines were knowingly sent to red states. That's the second report on it. The first report's got a million plus views. It's red states being targeted by deadly COVID shots. But yeah, he did three reports. But the point is, this is all coming out. But let me say something. You mentioned the fact that getting high quality DMS supplements out there has a price tag on it, because it's costing us a lot for this stuff, because we put out the best. We could put out crappy stuff and it'd be really low price, but it wouldn't have anywhere near effect. But I was thinking about this as a public service announcement, and I'm going to cut ads in the next few days. That means I got to go to the store, I got to research it, I got to check it. But a lot of Himalayan salt, if you get it out and you look at it, and you got a piece of the Himalayan salt, some chunks, usually in a circular container, if it's pink in the middle, that means it's got a little bit of iodine. But the really good ones have purple in the middle, and that means it's got the same stuff that's in RX2. Now, if we show you the video of RX2, it's literally shining blue silver crystals. It's pure. But it is in the Himalayan salt, little bits of it. So it's not as good, but it's good enough. And so if you can't afford X2 or X3, you need to go out and you need to get because a lot of the brands don't have it. They'll call it Himalayan, but if it's white, it doesn't have any of it in there. If it's pink, it has a little bit. But if you'll see some brands that you'll see purple streaks in it. That's what you want right there. Purple. Guys, can you roll the B-roll of, that's what we put in it. That's pure iodine. You take a chunk of that, throw on the floor, purple gas shoots up, it burns a hole in the floor. Now, then once it goes into this special patented process, it's safe to take. But that, there's little bitty tiny bits of that, though, in real Himalayan salt. So the decent stuff is pink, and the really good stuff, because once I learned about this 10 years ago, I was like, oh, the brand I've got's actually got it. The little purple flecks in it. That's what you're looking for. All right, so that's a public service announcement. No need to get X2, folks. Get the Himalayan salt. You know what we should do to have a win-win so we can fund ourselves into it? I'm going to find a major Himalayan supplier. That's it. And have it tested, make sure it's high level. And it's still slightly bound to the potassium, so it's potassium iodine, but it still breaks down pretty good, and then you get some of the pure. But we're going to come out with the best potassium iodine. I'm going to find out who's got the best Himalayan salt, and I'm going to private label it. Bingo, another great idea. All right, folks, we'll be right back. But regardless, get it for your family, especially your children. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Tammy, stay there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. We have a big DHS whistleblower next hour, and I've got all these incredible callers here that I want to get to everybody. So let's move quickly here. Those I don't get to, I'll get your name and number if you want. I'll call you back tomorrow, I promise. Let's go ahead and talk to Tammy in Seattle. Tell us your experience with the lethal injection.
I have two experiences. My mother decided, since I told her not to take it, that she would go ahead and take two shots and a whole bunch of other stuff, flu shots. Anyways, she was at the top of the stairs about a month later, 18 stairs. She fell down backwards, broke her neck in two places, crawled to the office. Anyways, they put her in convalescent care. And that was in the state of California, and I'm in the state of Seattle. So it was pretty tough to get her out of that convalescent hospital. But I have some advice for people. You take hair samples and nail samples. That way you know what they're giving them before and what they're giving them afterwards, so you can follow their medical care.
That's a great idea. And I had family that, with a great uncle in California. It was totally healthy. They locked him up for a year, and he just basically died of not eating because they wouldn't let him see anybody in the old folks' home. They ran an exact plan to murder people.
Yep, I believe it. Because of you, I believe it. And so, anyways, I don't want to waste time, but because of you, Peters, Bannon, McCullough, Artist, and the Rumble channel, my relatives are alive. We used your fusion and your nitric boost. Anyways, I kind of skipped over the topic. They put my mother into convalescent care, and me, I ran down the West Coast, went to the convalescent hospital in 2020, and the nurses and stuff weren't going to let me in. And I waited till the janitor came out the back door, packed up my mom, and they said that they wouldn't release her unless she had commercial oxygen at home. So I called that Inogen company. They delivered us oxygen to the convalescent hospital, and I rolled her out of there. And so then the next thing that happened after that, my husband, young husband, firefighter, had to retire because he did the jab because he has an older mother and he wanted to be kind to her because he's such a kind, nice man.
Oh, yeah, they guilt you, but it doesn't even protect you from COVID or spreading it, yeah.
And so he wound up taking it, a young man, 55, two heart attacks later. And so when I went into the hospital the second time, I wore a mask because they demand that you wear one. And my mask had an eagle, and in Italians was an American flag. And I was told to cover it up and put a paper mask over that. Ooh, I got so
Total leftist cult. Yeah, they're a cult.
Oh, man. So with the husband, he's a little bit of a problem because I have awesome health care. And so when you have awesome health care, you have to watch your doctors and nurses because they want to cut stuff out, you know? And so...
That's right. Our medical system has become incredibly predatory. Has your husband and mother woken up now?
Well, you know what? Because of your products and a naturopath that gave intravenous vitamins and oxygen and a little bit of a hyperbaric chamber, both of them are walking. They don't have the jab limp. They don't get their headaches. And Dr. Artis with his nicotine patches, you know, that really helped.
Absolutely. So my dad's taking that. It really helped him. Thank you so much. Amazing call. So glad to hear you guys bounce back. Rita in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's Rita in Texas. And long time listener, first time caller. And I just wanted to share my personal story with you. It's not as sad as
thank God it's not as sad. We're blessed to have you. So tell us.
Yeah, that's okay. So... I am in a senior community, and of course, most of my neighbors are jabbed, and I attended a party one evening, well, party, and a few days later, I started having issues with my breathing, and eventually, I did drive myself to the ER in Grapevine, but in hindsight, I don't know how I did it, but I got in there, and both of my lungs were full of clots, and they said I was lucky to be alive. And so, interestingly enough, the ER doc was keen on all that was going on, and he asked me about being around people that were jabbed. I'm not jabbed. And he talked about shedding. So,
So you ran into an ER doctor that was awake.
Yes. And not only him, but some other people that were doing other things on me, sonogram on my heart, this and that.
And Rita, talk right in your phone for me.
Well, I'm trying. There was one woman who was the admitting doctor, and she kept coming in there telling me I have COVID. And I said, no, I don't have COVID. I didn't have any symptoms of COVID. But I refused the test in the beginning, but the ER doc said, if we admit you, you'll have to be tested. So, yes, they had to admit
me. So, Rita, long-time listener, we love you. What happened?
Well, they hooked me up to, blood thinners and this and that. I'm still able to talk to you. Obviously, I made it through all that. But that was during a time when everybody was ready to go to the hospital or doctor, and I just felt lucky to have had an ER doc that could see through all of that.
Exactly. You ran into a good doctor who knew how to treat you and got you better because COVID was very real. Thank you and God bless you. Let's go to Allie in Indiana. Allie, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, go ahead.
Long-time listener, first-time call.
Welcome.
There isn't a price too high. I'll pay it. I feel like this. I feel great. Anyway, this COVID jab has decimated my family. You know, I've got a few that are sick, but my uncle, he passed 15 days after receiving the Pfizer jab. And I tried talking him out of it. You know, he had an aggressive form of leukemia, and he was pulling out of it. And his immune system was real delicate. And the doctor was, I feel like the doctor knew he wasn't in a state to take anything. You know, he was still healing. And he died 15 days after the shot.
Well, that's how most people die when they take it. And we have the statistics. It doesn't lie. We know they're doing this, brother. What do you think of the whistleblowers coming out and how scared they are of it?
I love it, man. That's how we beat them. They only win if we're scared, if we crawl in our holes and die. You know, they force us into a corner, and we have no choice but to fight. But with that, they become dangerous because now I feel like they're in a corner, and we need to keep pressing. We absolutely do. There is no other way. Nobody's coming for us.
We got to do it, brother. We got to raise the alarm. Thank you for the call. Chris in Kansas is a nurse on COVID vaccine. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I could probably bend your ear for an hour on so many different topics about the shot, about COVID and everything we've been through in the past 4 years, from setting up a parallel medical economy here in Kansas to setting up Liberty Alliances in small towns and counties all through Kansas, and working with the school boards, city commissions, county commissions.
Well, that's right. We need medical militias of informed people led by doctors and nurses to warn people during their next pandemic, which we're trying to launch now.
Well, I'll tell you just real quick, since you are kind of grabbed a hold of that. My wife's a nurse practitioner and I'm a nurse. I grabbed her and removed her from the quote unquote modern medicine, showed her the light, and she said, her words exactly were, after seeing it, she goes, I can't go back seeing or knowing what I know now.
Exactly.
We set up a family practice, built her a new building. She's out on her own, and on a weekly basis, it's unfortunate to see, but with our patients that have been used and abused by the old medical system that they left.
But your call's the key. There are good doctors and nurses. We have to, it's happening. Start the new infrastructure again.
Amen. Amen. And get these people off of all the crap that they've been filled with from the modern medical establishment.
Well, as a nurse, what have you seen from the shots?
I have literally held the clots from a nearby embalmer in the area that he has pulled from vaccinated people. He's never seen this before in his life. I've held jars full of these shots, these clots that have been caused by the shots that he's pulled from these people. I've seen it firsthand. Every single week we have a new patient that's had a heart attack or a stroke or Guillain-Barré. Any of the side effects that went along with the shot that we've been telling people for the past 3 or 4 years since it's been out, don't take the shot, don't take the shot. But they were strong-armed, and they were led astray by the medical facility.
Hold on, don't hang up, Chase. As a nurse, I want to hear more about this from you, what you've witnessed when we come back. We'll jam in a few more calls, and the big whistleblower joins us. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.